each month. The U.S. Labor Department's employment report shines a light upon overall wage growth in America. As is well known, wages and salaries continue to expand slowly despite low unemployment and record numbers of job openings. As indicated by writer Josh Sombron, what receives less attention are other elements of compensation like health insurance, paid leave, and retirement benefits. Labor Department data indicate that growth in these components of compensation has generally outpaced wage growth in recent years. For instance, since 2006, there have only been a handful of quarters during which wages were growing faster than paid leave. The cumulative effect of this is that over time, a dwindling share of what employers spend on their employees actually winds up in paychecks. As pointed out by Zumbrun, the change has been gradual but persistent. In 2006, a bit more than 70% of employer costs went toward wages and salaries. That figure is now down to around 68%, the lowest level registered in this particular data series. During this year's initial quarter, employers spent about $24 an hour in wages and more than $11 in benefits for each hour of work. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.